is life to those who find it. It is health and it's healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I call life to flow. I call health and healing to manifest. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, give our podcast listeners a hand clap this morning. We are glad, hallelujah, that they are here. And now that they've been reminded that there are young people in here, let's pray for the young people. Father, I thank you for each and every young person here. Father, I thank you for the anointing of God that is upon their life. I thank you, Father, that they have a gift within them, and that gift is Jesus. I pray, Father, today let their hearts and their minds be open, ready to receive the word of God, and let them have a touch from you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Young peeps, off you go. All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Try not to have too much fun down there. All I know is I saw hot dogs. So, I don't know what's going on. This could be a quick message. Oh, throwing my Bible. All right, now, are you ready? Let's hold them up high and say this with me. This is my Bible. Well, you can say it after me. Okay. This is God speaking to me. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today I'm a believer. Therefore I'm a receiver. I do believe. I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, what we get by faith, we must keep by faith. By faith, we are what? Healed. By faith, we're saved. By faith, we're saved. Don't think for one minute the devil hasn't, and I know you know this, has not tried to talk you out of your salvation. Has not tried to tell you, oh no, you know, that person might be saved, but definitely not you. You're just bad, you know. Or try to tell you, well, you did the unpardonable sin, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Might as well live it up. You know, you only live once. All right, so he'll do his best to talk you out of what you've gotten, what you've received from God by faith. A couple weeks ago, hands were laid on pretty much the majority of the congregation, and you received your healing. So I say, I'm healed. But I say, I'm healed. But are you healed?
Yes.
Yes, we are healed. So now we keep what we've received, which is our healing, by faith. Amen. So we've got to stay in faith. We cannot, the Bible says in James, we can't waver. Can't waver. We can't be double-minded. We can't be unstable. If we received our healing and we believe that we're healed, then we are healed. And therefore, we cannot be talked out of it. Even though, now I want you to listen closely, even though it hurts.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
Even though I don't feel all that great. Hello.
Yeah.
I understand that. We're fighting through the ailments that the enemy has placed on our bodies.
That's right.
Even though it hurts, even though the pain's there, even though you can feel it,
yeah,
it's just a circumstance.
That's right.
You're not under the circumstance.
That's right.
Amen. You're above the circumstance. You're over the circumstance. So, amen. We still go back to, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Remember, when we read Isaiah 53:5, when we read 1 Peter 2:24, we read that we were healed when Jesus bore the stripes. That's when we were healed.
Amen.
Not when I laid hands on you last week.
That's right.
Hello.
Yeah. Amen.
We're just running the devil off. We're just running the disease off, the sickness off, the curse off. We're just, get off of me in Jesus' name. Why? Because I was healed when he bore the stripes.
That's right.
The devil has just got to get off of my body.
Amen.
Now, are you convinced of that?
Yes.
Are you convinced of that?
Yes.
See, and you have to be. We have to believe it in our hearts. I know I feel it. I may be able to even see it. I may be able to have to hear it from the doctor. But we've got to overcome.
Amen.
We've got to be above
yes
what we hear, what we see, and what we feel.
Right.
Let me say that again. We've got to be above what we hear, what we see, and how we feel.
Amen.
It's not about those three natural things.
Right.
We are what? Spiritual beings.
Amen.
We're eternal beings. We, as we've talked about, Lord, open my eyes to see into the unseen realm. If the Lord opened my eyes to see into the unseen realm, I would see you lit up,
yeah,
glowing like a light.
Yep. We're on fire.
Because the light of the Lord is in you.
Amen.
The glory of God,
yes,
is in you.
Hallelujah.
So what I would see is you glowing. I would see the real, are you ready? You.
Amen.
Your spirit, see, not your natural, physical.
No.
This thing's what? Temporary. The word says it's subject to change then.
Yes.
Let me say that again. We know that the body, according to the word of God, says that circumstances are temporary, right?
Yeah.
They're subject to change. Well, this thing here, we know it's just temporary. We're just borrowing it. We're just using it here while we're on the earth, right? Because,
yes,
if not, we're off to be with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be
present
with the Lord. All right. So we're using this to be here.
Yes.
It's temporary. Well, the word says anything that might be temporary then is what? Subject to change. My body then must subject to my faith.
Amen.
Of who I am and what I believe. Not what I feel, not what I see, and not what I hear. It's got to obey me.
Amen.
So we, by faith, then change the temporary.
That's right.
We change it by faith.
Right.
We change it,
yes,
by faith. Amen?
Yes.
So we change it by what we speak.
Amen.
And we, listen, I don't have to continue to preach this, that what we say with our mouth and believe with our heart comes to pass. That's how we got saved. I know you know it. I know you believe it. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't guard our tongue enough. Sometimes we slip. We've got to be able to get quick about retraction on that.
Amen.
When we slip. But just got to be quick about retreat. Just as we're quick to repent, we got to be quick to rip that weed out of the ground.
Amen.
That we just planted. Just be quick to rip it out. Rip it out.
That's right.
Don't allow it to grow.
Amen.
Don't allow it to grow. Because see, your friends around you will water that dude. Oh, your friends around you will put sunlight on that puppy. Before you know it, that weed's got roots growing deep, starting to pop up little areas over here and over there. And before you know it, you got thorns and thistles and weed patch everywhere.
Yeah.
Thanks to friends that you listen to.
Yep.
Hello. Ouch.
Better be speaking the word.
Who we surround ourselves with is who we're going to be like. It's who's going to convince us of who we are.
Yeah.
We got to change that.
That's
see,
right.
We can't be around, oh, woe is me. Oh, you wouldn't believe. Yes, I would. You're messed up. Right? So we wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, I don't want to be around that.
No.
I don't want to be around that. I want to be around joy and peace,
yeah,
and patience, love, mercy,
yeah,
everything. I want to be around the word of God. If you're not speaking the word to me, and you don't want to hear me speak the word to you, you and I have nothing to communicate
That's
on.
That's right. Nothing in common.
Nothing in common.
That's right.
Even though you say you're born again, you're not going to bring the word down.
Come on.
You're not going to pour your unbelief,
yeah, yeah,
no, spit on me.
Yeah, don't spit on me.
Don't spit on me.
Right.
Right? Amen. If you're not going to receive the word of God from me,
yeah,
which is the truth, by the way. You see, and the word says that it's the truth that you know will set you free.
Oh, that's right.
So they don't want to, yeah, they'll hear it, but they don't know it because they don't want to hear it.
Amen. Yeah.
I've had people tell me, well, I don't want to hear the word. I want to hear what you think about. No. I don't think.
That's right. You know.
It's the word that I know.
That's right.
I don't think, who am I?
Great.
I'm nobody. You don't want to know what I think.
Really?
You don't want my opinion. You want the word of God out of me.
Uh-huh.
And that's what sets you free.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's exactly, I've had people tell me, oh, don't talk the word to me. Don't talk the word to me. I don't want to hear the word. Are you serious? It's the Word of God that'll heal your body, see? It's the Word of God that'll cause you to be rich. It's the Word of God that'll build you and strengthen you. It's the Word of God that'll bring faith. The Bible says that signs and wonders will follow the preaching of the Word.
That's right.
Not the preaching of my opinion.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. We've got to include Jesus in all things. He's got to be the focus of everything that we are, everything that we do. He's got to be the heart of it. Amen. He's got to be the focus. He's the focus of why we are here.
Amen.
Oh, man, I'm getting my preach on. He is the focus of why we go to the nursing homes. He is the focus. It's not about, hey, we're a mighty church and we know how to pray. No. It's the focus of, hey, we want to share Jesus with you.
Amen.
Because he can heal you.
That's right.
He'll save you.
He'll deliver you,
set you free.
Amen.
You might be captive today because you can't move your arm, but he will free that arm.
That's right.
And he'll do just that.
He will do that.
So that the Father may be glorified in the Son, the Bible says. That's what it says. So the Father then being glorified because Jesus being magnified, allowing him to heal.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. That gets him
glorified. Sounds simple, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
But then, what we see, what we feel, what we hear, try to get in the way. Try to get in the way. Don't think your family won't try to get in your way.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, they want to call the family now. Call the family. That's what they do. We got to call. We got to have the whole family around so they can talk you out of your faith. This is what they do. They'll got to get the whole family around you now. Okay. Believers and unbelievers alike. Well, you don't want to be rude to your family, do you?
Yes.
Right. You don't be rude to your family. So what do? You let them all in the room. And then you got one talking faith, the other talking hell, and they're fighting back and forth, and you're just sitting there going, what in the world?
Yeah, passed away.
But you know what Jesus would have done in that situation?
Now.
He'd have kicked them all out.
That's right.
Believers and unbelievers, he'd have kicked them all out. Why? Because this is between me and my God.
Amen.
And
it's personal,
the Word is the life.
Yes.
This is the life.
It's the might.
This is everything that I need right here. Doctor's opinion don't mean anything to me. My family's opinion doesn't mean anything to me.
No.
They didn't die for me.
That's right.
They didn't bleed for me. They didn't take stripes on their back for me. And if they did, it wouldn't have helped me anyway.
That's right.
So tell them, keep it shut. If you're not talking Jesus to me, if you're not talking the Word to me, get out of my room.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
You're all in agreement with that one. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because that's how we roll, see?
Amen.
We're men and women of faith.
That's right.
We are, the Bible says, believers.
Praise God.
And believers surround themselves with other believers.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You see, the Word of God says that we, if we try to surround ourselves with someone other than who we are, we will come to their level.
Ooh. Ain't gonna do it.
I'm not digging that.
No.
I've seen other people. Ugh.
Yeah.
No. So praise God, now that I've introduced this, let's stay in faith. We read out of Matthew 13 last week. Let's go ahead and read that again. Matthew 13, verse 53, starting there. I believe that's where we were. No, we weren't. We were in 14. Let's try that one. Oh, wow, I can't read all this. Hallelujah. Oh, let's go to, Matthew 13. Let's do it. Verse 53, that's where I was. Matthew 13, sorry. Listen, I'm in it. Matthew all day long. All right, Matthew 13. And let's start in verse 53. It says, "Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished these parables that he departed from there. And when he had come to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue." He taught them in their synagogue. Not God's house, their synagogue. Are you getting that?
Yes, yes.
All right. Whose house really is it, though? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Come on now. Anyway, so he taught them in their synagogue, which is interesting, so that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works?" They were what? They were astonished. Is this not the carpenter's son? Oh, here we go. Judgment. I mean, here we go. Let's judge now. All right. I mean, he's astounding them with wisdom and he's performing miracles. But ain't this just a carpenter's kid? Well, who are you then? I mean, if he's a carpenter's kid and you're a lawyer, how come you can't do these things? I mean, you think about that, right? They want to look down on him, right? Because he's a carpenter, yet he can do all these mighty things. Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, Judas? His sisters, and they are not all with us? Are they all not with us? Where did this man get all these things? So they were offended. They were offended at him, but Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house. Now he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. All right. So, number one, they were offended. They were looking down on him because he was just a carpenter's kid. He was just a carpenter's kid of age 30-something. Yeah. Okay. Just a carpenter's kid. And they saw this wisdom and they saw these mighty works and they were offended. They were astonished that it was the carpenter's kid that could do these things, but they were offended. They took offense. Look at verse 57 again now, where he says this. He says, so they were offended at him. At him. They were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house. This is why the Holy Spirit's been in your, let's say, room. And all the family's gathered around. Because this is where Jesus is without honor here. This is where they all get offended at what you believe. When your family and friends get around you and you begin to speak your faith. Oh. Ain't you got such a sweetheart? This is where they go here, see. Oh, you're just the carpenter's boy. This is what your family will do. This is what your friends will do. Uh-huh. Oh, I know you believe that, sweetheart, but whoo, are you on your meds? This is what they're going to do. Hey, this is where the Holy Spirit wants you to understand. They'll be offended at your faith. They'll be offended at the words you speak out of your mouth. Only because of what they hear, see, and feel about your ailment. Speak the word.
Only.
Oh, do it a little bit better. Now, speak the word.
Only.
Speak the word only. They were offended at Jesus. He said he was without honor in his own country. And in his own house. And therefore, because of that, he could do no mighty works.
That's right.
And yet, they saw that he had great wisdom and did mighty works.
Yeah.
Really? So what were they looking at? They were looking at a man.
Yeah.
A flesh. They were looking at the natural. They could not look into the spiritual realm to see, hey, wait a minute, this guy's got a connection here.
Yeah.
This guy is somebody. Yeah. He's not just the carpenter's boy, I think.
Right.
I think maybe he might be the Son of God.
Yeah.
He might be who he's been saying he is. Okay, right? We've got to get past the natural. We've got to move into the spiritual realm of faith. Not of what we see, feel, and hear. We got to eliminate those three aspects of whatever's going on in our life. And by faith, walk into the spiritual realm. Take me in. Take me past the outer courts. Take me in to your presence. It's not about the priests who sing in your praise. I want you.
Amen.
Here I come. Now take me in, please. Take me in. Take me in. I want your glory. I want your honor. I want your anointing. I need your presence.
Amen.
Take me in.
Praise
get
God.
Bold, get strong, get Take nothing less.
That's right.
Take nothing less.
Right.
It's yours. It's paid for. He bought it for you. He bore pain and shame and
thank you, Lord,
that we could not bear. But he got through it. He made it. We can't even get through life without sinning. That's why he had to come. Now he's given us the strength and the power to do that very thing. Get through life now without sin. But he did it as a natural, in the natural, the Son of Man, not the Son of God. I'm getting excited over here. Man, oh man, you guys are pulling it out of him. All right. So their reaction was to be offended, and it was unbelief. Now, first of all, they said he was, man, this guy's full of wisdom. And wow, he's miracle. He does these signs and wonders and miracles. But they were still in unbelief. What were they in? Wait a minute. They were in unbelief. You know why? Because this was just the carpenter's son. They could not look past the man. They could not look past his profession. Uh-oh. How do you feel about me being a bug man? Can you look past the bug man? Can you look past the bug man and see the anointed pastor that can help you? Change your life. Lay hands on you and watch you recover. That's what we've got to get past. They couldn't. I know you can. But they couldn't do it. And therefore, very little works could he do.
That's right.
Very little. We're not going to have that.
No, we are not going to have that.
We are not going to be limited by the natural anymore.
Amen.
We are not going to be limited anymore. Amen. And that's a decision that we make.
That's right.
It's on us. It ain't on anybody else.
That's right.
It's on us to decide, I will not be limited by my finances.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
You got me all excited now.
You got to abound.
I'm not going to be limited by how old I am.
That's right.
Not going to be limited by how I feel.
Amen.
I'm not going to be limited by my weight. I'm not going to be limited by any sickness and disease that comes against my body.
Lord.
I refuse to be limited by the curse of the law.
Amen.
Where Jesus became that curse for me.
Woo-hoo.
Therefore, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am not cursed.
That's right.
So I refuse to be limited by the curse that Jesus paid the price for and freed me from. I refuse.
Me too.
I stand on the word of God that I am blessed.
Amen. You are.
Those blessings have been bought and paid for me.
Yes.
For me. So that the world can see I have a covenant with God.
That's right.
So that they can see. Just as in the nursing home, Jesus is healing people so they can see there is a God.
That's right.
There is a Jesus who bore stripes on his back for me. There is a guy named Jesus who has saved my life.
That's right. Lord.
This is what God is doing. Do you understand that? And I believe, just as Sue said, it's going to be get more powerful and more powerful every time we go in there, that the wheelchairs won't be in the way anymore. They'll all be walking then. And they'll be walking through the doors. Amen. And eventually, guess what? Why am I in here?
Amen.
I guess I'll just leave.
Uh-huh. Call the family. I'm coming home.
And be freed. Hallelujah. The family. I'll get my own place. I'll tell you that right now. Glory to God. All right. So Jesus' reaction then was he was limited in doing God's will. Because see, it's God's will that people be saved, and it's God's will that people be healed, and it's God's will that people be blessed and be free from oppression and depression. This is God's will. And Jesus was limited to doing God's will, all because of their unbelief.
Amen?
All right. Whew. Finally got through a scripture that I read last week. All right, let's go to Mark 5. Hey, all right. The Holy Ghost is preaching. Get down. All right. Get down. All right. Mark 5. Hallelujah. And we got some reading to do here, so hopefully we'll get this done and we can touch base on it. But let's start in verse 21. Mark 5 and verse 21. This is one of my favorite stories. And I know you'll like it too. It says, now when Jesus had crossed over again, by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him. And he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. It's about time for us to get on our knees.
Amen.
Hello. He fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come, lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. Key words here, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
He was taking nothing less except that she will live. She will live. Abraham and Isaac, we will return. We're going to go up, build the altar and the sacrifice, and we will return, to you.
That's right.
This is faith we're talking about. It's what is coming out of our mouth. And she will live. Verse 24. So Jesus went with him. No ifs, ands, or buts. What makes Jesus move?
Faith.
Faith and faith alone.
Faith
and the word. That's it. I mean, literally. He saw Jairus' faith and he instantly went with him.
Amen.
Didn't ask any more questions. He'd already heard where his faith was, didn't he? Yes. Jesus already knew what this man believed. If you'll come, you'll lay hands on her, she will be healed and she will live.
Praise God.
Okay, I've heard your faith. Let's go. All right.
Hallelujah.
I mean, this is real simple stuff. Why do we? All right. So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. This is one of my favorites, too. Had a flow of blood for 12 years. And she had suffered many things from the physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She spent all that she had and was no better. Only grew worse. Jesus wants you to keep your money.
Yes.
Okay? Don't give it all to the doctors.
That's right.
He doesn't want any money from you. Just your tithe.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Hello.
And
yeah. He doesn't want you pouring out all your money.
That's right.
To the doctors, to the medical profession, to the pharmacy, to the meds and then this and then. He doesn't want that.
Nope.
He's telling me by the Spirit, I didn't pay for that so far long ago. For you to have to go through that today.
That's right.
He didn't do that for nothing. It almost feels like a slap in his face, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That we would go through what we go through with sickness and disease and doctors and medications when he's freed us from that.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm getting old. So?
Yeah.
I know people that have died at 90 years old, 94 years old, that weren't sick at all. They just died because guess what? I'm off going to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya.
Was dancing all over the place at her birthday the year before.
Sweet.
And well, it really wasn't even a year before she passed. She wasn't sick.
No.
You don't have to be sick to die.
Amen.
You don't have to go out of natural causes. How did he die? Natural causes. What were they? Heart attack, you know, or what?
What's natural?
Yeah. What's a natural cause is my body goes to the earth again. Aside from that, I go to be with the Lord. I don't dig the natural cause thing. I'm not into it. I'm not going to die of natural causes. I'm going to go on to be with the Lord when it's time. When he says, hey, I'm going to call you up now.
That's right. That's what he does.
Call me on up.
Yep.
Let me practice. You know, we do whatever it takes. Amen.
Yep.
I refuse to have to die for something Jesus already paid a price for.
Amen.
And he didn't just die for it. See, he endured pain and suffering,
that's right.
Stripes,
that's right.
And a crown of thorns. He paid for all of that so far back and long ago, 2,000 years,
yeah.
So that I would be free from it today. Healed. She spent all she had. And it says, and she got worse. And she got worse. Verse 27. And when they heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Now, we talked about this, didn't she? Because she said earlier within herself, if I can only just touch his garment, I will be made well.
There we are.
This is what she said, right? Within herself. She spoke her faith. Because he's ready to tell us now. Verse 28, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately. When?
Immediately.
We've got to start expecting the immediately.
Oh,
the all of a sudden.
Oh, yes.
That I'm not tired. I am tired of waiting for my healing.
That's right.
I am already healed. Devil, get off of my body.
Come on, you gotta take it.
It's mine.
Yes.
Amen. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up.
Amen.
And she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. So what? She felt it.
Yeah.
Immediately the fountain of blood dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed.
That's right.
Ooh, she felt it within herself.
Hallelujah.
She felt it within herself.
Yeah.
So you know what that ailment was doing to her.
Yeah.
12 years running.
Yeah.
Going 12 years long, sick,
yeah,
diseased,
weak.
Yeah. You know, to just say within yourself, if I can just get a hold of his garment, I'll be made well.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's it. And you know what, though? She got up and did it.
Yeah. Yes, she did.
What do we need to do? We need to get up.
Get up.
Or get down on our knees.
Or
Get up, or get down.
But
whatever it takes to get a hold of Jesus, that's what we must do.
Amen.
And that is what is going to free us. Immediately. I believe in immediately. I've seen immediately happen. So I'm not saying I believe it because I've seen it, but I have seen it happen. I've seen cancer fall off immediately.
Yes, hallelujah.
I've seen healings happen immediately.
Yes.
It's not hard for me to believe now. There are people out there that have never seen with their own eyes. So it might be hard for them to believe. But guess what? We can see it all right here.
Yes.
And that's why I say that. If it's never happened to you personally, it's in here somewhere.
Yes.
So find it.
Amen.
And put yourself in it. Amen.
Amen.
Put yourself in her position if you've got a blood issue, right? If you've got a daughter sick and dying, right? We go into Jairus' situation and we say to Jesus, Lord, I thank you that if you'll heal her body today, all you got to do, well, speak the word.
Right.
Oh, yeah, speak the word and she will live.
She
will be healed and she will live. It's by what comes out of our mouth.
Amen.
It's by, and I like this. They're still under our, not control, our authority at little baby age 5 or age 6 or age 8 or whatever. Until they're adults, I'm still in charge. You don't have the right to be sick.
Amen.
Now be healed in Jesus' name. Get up. Get out there and mow the lawn. What's wrong with you? All right. But amen. Come on. We are in authority.
Amen.
And understand, we are in authority over our own bodies. I'm not going to get this done today. We are in authority over the devil. And if we're in authority over the devil, then we're in authority over his diseases.
That's right.
We are in authority over him. His affliction is not to be on us.
Amen.
Amen. We got to stand up. We got to stand strong. Put Jesus in the mix.
Come on.
Jesus, touch me.
Yeah.
So that the Father may be glorified.
That's right.
Right on?
Yeah.
I mean, this is where we're at now.
Yeah.
Jesus, touch me. Heal my body.
Right.
I'm healed by your stripes.
Amen.
2,000 years ago, you healed my body. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch me today. I receive it in Jesus' name. I'm done. I'm healed. Hallelujah. Close your Bible. Stand to your feet. We're done. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, the Lord, the Spirit of God today, I'm telling you, He wants you to get fired up.
Amen.
About who you are, about what is yours. It is yours. Your healing is yours. The devil doesn't own that. Jesus owns that. And it's been given to you. And see, the devil doesn't have the right to take what's rightfully yours.
Amen.
He doesn't have that right.
That's right.
Right? Amen. We got to get bold, strong.
Amen.
Stand up.
Amen.
In His face.
That's right.
I'll receive nothing less.
Amen.
Than complete and total health and healing.
Amen.
Immediately in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for it, Father.
Praise you, Lord.
Yeah, but I don't feel up. Quiet.
You will.
Or, oh, I don't see it. Up. Quiet. Shut your eyes. Right? It's not about what we see, feel, and hear. It's about what He has done for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we bless You. We praise You. We thank You for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Lord Jesus, for healing our bodies. Thank You for making us whole again. Hallelujah. And that we are free from sickness and disease and poverty and lack. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I thank You for it, Father. As we go this week, I call this body blessed in Jesus' name. And I thank You, Father, for Your protection to be upon us. We give You glory and we give You honor. And all of God's people said, amen. I love you. God bless you. Have a great week.